Right back at Fairview Park, south side of Casey, and it was bases loaded, nobody out for Casey Westfield in the bottom of the sixth, but a strikeout, a pop-up, and then a ground ball from the 9-1 and 2 spots of the Lady Warrior lineup, and they could not score. Now St. Joe Ogden, their top of the order, is due up here in the seventh, and Lexi Black has to be shut down in this inning, Joey.
Yeah, she does. You don't want to give St. Joe Ogden an opportunity to take the lead here in the top of the seventh.
And a foul ball for McConaughey, who leads it off here in the seventh for St. Joe. Tied at four. It has been an exciting, thrilling game here at Fairview Park. And now the 0-1, that's hit well, but foul, 0-2. Chet Rental, almost anything you want to rent. See Cassie Malone and the gang at Chet Rental and BEI Automotive Repairs, servicing vehicles of all sizes, selling tires of all sizes as well, and that includes farm tires. McConaughey down at the count, 0-2, and now a little slap to shortstop. Deckerfield, she'll throw, and by a half step, she gets the out.
Nice play there by Decker. Had to hurry that throw with the speed of McConaughey.
That's where a strong arm at shortstop really comes to help Decker at the key moment. She gets that strong arm behind the throw, and it's out number one. And now lefty hitter Graver, she hits it well to center. Cut right back and to her right. She'll make a catch for out number two. So Decker, a good play, and then cut right able to range over and make the catch for the second out against Graver. And now Allison Rose. No hits for her in this game. She's 0 for 3. The first pitch is a little outside for ball one. Preferred Bank, your community bank, Ken Scott and the staff. Proud to back the Lady Warriors. The 1-0. That's high and outside. Ball two. Custom and Crop Insurance. 702 Northeast 4th Street in Casey. Longtime supporters of the Lady Warriors softball team. So two down. Nobody on the base pass for St. Joe. We're tied at four. In the seventh, and now hard hit foul ball left side, 2-1. For Casey Westfield in inning number seven, it'll be Decker, Bell, and Morgan. If Decker continues her string of home run success, it might be just her. We'll see. Now pop up short center. Cutright calls everybody off, and she'll make the catch on the edge of the grass. Actually, might have been in the dirt when she made the catch. So a quick inning there. Lexi Black was shut down there in the top seventh. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Will be a walk-off win for the Lady Warriors. We'll see you in a moment. WMMCRadio.com.
All aboard.
So St. Joseph Ogden goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the seventh. And now Kylie Decker, Bridget Belt, Mackenzie Morgan there due up for Casey Westfield. And this is the part of the lineup that has really manufactured the runs today for Casey Westfield. They drove in all three runs in the third. Decker drove in the run in the fifth. And now a chance in the seventh to get the win. Casey Westfield has 16-4. St. Joe Ogden at 14-4. And Decker to lead it off. Right-handed hitter. First pitch on the way, and that's high for ball one. Tied at four. Cromwell ready. Here's the 1-0. That's hit well, right center on a line, and that'll hit the bottom of the fence. Decker rounds first, and she'll be able to get in the second. Stand-up double. Another frozen rope by a Lady Warrior hitter, and now Decker at second. Belton Morgan will have a chance to drive her in.
Big leadoff double by Kylie Decker. Now if you're Casey Westfield, I think you're trying to bunt her over to third.
Ron Matthews and the gang see them at Alliance Tractor. First pitch strike now to Belt, who did not show a bunt. Had a double in the third, popped up in the fifth, also popped up in the first, so one out of three. And now the 0-1 right in there. Strike two, 0-2. Shore Murphy Insurance, Heather, Barry, Brian, and Julie. They all back the Laney Warriors at Shore Murphy Insurance. 0-2, the Belt. Here it comes, change up high, 1-2. Nobody out. Decker at second. We're in the seventh. Tied at four. Can Belt drive in the winning run? Decker's at second. Here comes the 1-2. Hit well, but that is way foul. Left side. It'll still be 1-2. Chain K. Mitchell, Jeff Karen, Chain and Chris. more than 300 vehicles in their stock. Check out their entire inventory at jkmitchell.com. The Markwell Funeral Home in Casey and the Greenwell Funeral Home in Martinsville, CJ, and his outstanding staff. And now the 1-2 and a swing and a miss. And Belt will strike out. That's out number one. So in the sixth, Casey Westville cannot cash in on their opportunities to win the game. And now Morgan a chance to drive in Decker. Mackenzie Morgan at the plate with one down. Runner at second. Tied at four. Here it comes. That's low in the dirt. Monk able to block. Tell you what, Hannah Monk has had several really good plays as the backstop for St. Joe Ogden this afternoon.
Yeah, she has. She's done a great job breaking down and keeping those pitches in front of her.
One ball. No strikes. Here it comes. And that is hit in the left center. And that'll lay up for a base hit. And Decker will try to score. Here comes the throw. To the plate. Not in time. Not in time. Lady Warriors win. Lady Warriors win by the final of 5-4 on this Friday afternoon. What a great ball game. And Mackenzie Morgan drives in the winning run on a single in the left center. What a great ball game. Casey Westfield wins 5-4. We'll have the totals and highlights coming up in a moment. WMMCRadio.com.
Logo Connection.